Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Narala Monthly Call on Monday, the 21st of September at 1900 UTC. On today's call, we have Garth Bruin, Alfredo Calderon, Gordon Shilcott, Glenn McKnight, Avery Doria, Eduardo Diaz, Judith Hellestein, Louis Hu. We have apologies today noted from Alan Skuse, and from staff we have Heidi Aldrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Joe Catapano, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and Alan Greenberg has just joined the call as well. Thank you, and over to you, Garth.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. This is Garth Bruin, and welcome to our September call, roughly 1 month before Dublin meeting. And I want to... Nothing in particular. Okay. Do we have any open action items? There are none listed in the agenda, but I want to make sure that we haven't missed anything. No open action items. Yes.
Yes, this is Sylvia Vivanco. They are actually hyperlinked to the agenda, and I can go over them very quickly. The first one is Narala to hold two onboarding webinars for new LSS. On this, I can report that I had a chat with Glenn and Judith to talk about the need for onboarding webinars in view that some organizations needed some guidance. Atlatch staff has already held two webinars for new LSS, so what I propose is that they can check the recording and wait for the next onboarding webinar that we will have for the entire at-large community to welcome new LSS and to have this new LSS understand what at-large is all about. And this is expected to happen after Dublin, sometime between November and December. And the second action item was regarding the consensus call on Narala outreach strategy, and that was approved during the last conference call. And the third one is rechartering the outreach and engagement subcommittee, and that was already completed. That was completed as well. So all of them are complete.
Thank you. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Yes, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia. Eduardo has his hand up. Go ahead, Eduardo.
Yes, I want to add in the agenda and any other business. I want to talk about an event that we have at the end of October. It's called the Celebration of Internet Day. If you please can have 2 or 3 minutes to talk about it. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. We will make room for you. No other hands up. We will go into the agenda. The first item is a crop update plus talk on GSE outreach efforts from Glenn. Please take the floor, Glenn.
Great. Thank you, Garth. It's Glenn for the record. We've been working on basically engagement events month by month for North America. We've shared this document with staff and Garth and others. If there's an event that you believe that would be good for outreach and engagement, please let us know so we can add it to the list. The document itself was crafted for capacity building, and there was very few examples in there on North America. So there is some time sensitivity to this, and Heidi could address this issue, but I believe by the end of September they want the list of events that should be in this civil engagement. In terms of the CROP initiative, we've did a strategy and it was submitted, and we had feedback from our VP, Chris Mondini and Joe. Both gave feedback, good critical feedback, which we appreciated and reacted on, and so that document is in place. So if there is still flexibility in terms of events that you believe that should be a sponsored CROP event, so please get your ideas in. And again, on this calendar, Thank you, Heidi. Heidi has just mentioned that this document is due by September 30th. And so what it is month by month, we try to identify events that would be good for outreach. For example, the GSE is doing an event with CIRA in a couple of weeks on October 5th with ICANN on outreach at the CIRA office, followed by Aaron in Montreal, and then some events in Toronto. And I think it's very important for us to know what these events are, and so our local ALS can be involved or supported. So turn it back. Is any questions on that?
Any questions from the floor before I ask my questions? No? Okay. So where are we with representation for CROP? Have we sorted that out?
Yes. Thank you. Bouncing a bit around here, but okay. So we have two representatives. I've volunteered for. I'm the chair for North American Outreach and Engagement with that committee, so I'm representing engagement, and we have Alan Scuth, who said he would stay on from the finance end. So we have our two representatives for CROP.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about what Glenn has talked about so far? No? Okay. Mr. Garth, I just have one quick thing. I haven't put it into the agenda that Glenn is working on because I wasn't sure of when I would actually be able to make this meeting, but there is a group in Boston I will be meeting with, and they're called Code for Boston, and I'll just put the link into the chat very quickly, and I'll write up something more formal later. I don't need any money. I don't need any funding to be able to attend this meeting. I mean, I can just take the bus, the train, or I can drive over. These folks meet every Tuesday at the Cambridge Innovation Center. Just their blurb, Code for Boston aims to provide a center of gravity for grassroots, community-driven civic innovation in the greater Boston area. Our work includes building apps, community organizing, policy initiatives, qualitative research, and more. We hope that volunteers of all types will join the community. We can't wait to meet you. And actually, my cousin is a member of this group, and she's a regular participant. So hopefully we'll be able to facilitate maybe transitioning this group to becoming an ALS and getting some more involvement. Glenn, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is actually part of a very large project called Code for America, which is actually spread to around the world. And unfortunately, I don't think Jolly's on the call, but he did a fantastic streaming from New York about a week or two ago where he had people from Code from the Mexico, Code for Jamaica, Code from Holland and Germany, and they actually showed really good best practices of humanitarian coding and civil and civic engagement coding. Really great stuff. So I'll try to share that link, and maybe the best place is we can pop that into is Eduardo's newsletter.
Yeah, that's great. This is Garth. So, I mean, I'm just I'm trying to figure out a best night to meet with them. We've had some major renovations to our house based on the terrible winter last year, and I have to go pick up some parts possibly tomorrow night so they can be installed Wednesday morning. So if I don't make it to that meeting tomorrow night, I'll make the one the week after, and then I'll have a more formal write-up. And like I said, I don't need any funding for this at the moment. Judith put into the chat she's in D.C. doing outreach to D.C. legal hackers. They're part of a larger group called Legal Hackers. I know it's unfortunate that the word hack and hacking has just completely attained negative connotations where the original intent of hacking was completely, safe and just out of curiosity. It's become a criminal thing, so maybe we can recapture that terminology. Anyway, Glenn, you still have your hand up. Do you have any further comments?
Yes, I have one event. It's our first symposium that's coming in on the 24th. It's not going to be live streamed, which is a little strange, but that's a whole other story. But the sessions will be recorded and posted afterwards, and I will probably work with Jolly and actually, as a delayed live stream, it'll be a long chat. It's a great forum we're having. We're looking at 90 people. So the Internet Society of Canada chapter, one of our ALSs. And I see Jolly's on board. I just want to mention, Jolly, if you can put the link on that Code for America session you did recently, that would be great into the box, the one that you filmed in live stream. Thank you.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Jolly.
Any further comments, Glenn?
No, thank you.
And okay. All right. Next, we have Eduardo with the newsletter. Go ahead, Eduardo.
what do I supposed to say here? I sent the newsletter at the end of last month, and of August, and you sent a note to the list for people to send me information about what they're doing, you know, whatever they want to see in the newsletter. So I'm planning to get one out by the end of this month, I guess, the third one. So please send me your information, anything you want, and pictures, images, you know, something that looks fun and nice and interesting, you know. Please, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Eduardo. This is Garth Bruin again, and you can see scrolling through there the last newsletter.
I'm sorry, Eduardo. This is Jolly for the record. What is the deadline to put stuff into the newsletter? And do you want photographs or just a little text, or what do you want?
This is Eduardo. Jolly, if you send me a photograph, or you point me to a place where I can pick them up, and a couple of lines, you know, and I can just put a link for people, if they are interested, they can go there. I mean, the idea of the newsletter is to juggle people's mind and interest, and you know, to have something that you can read in less than 5 minutes or less, and you know, lots of graphics and so. But the deadline should be about a week after, before. But I mean, I can do things today yet before. It just takes me no more than 2 hours to put this stuff together. As long as if I get the information before the end of the month. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eduardo and Jolly. So the next item, comparing Atlas objectives with at large CWG work. Ariel Lang, it's linked there, created a sheet with all the different implementation items, and there's a chart there, a grid with recommendations highlighted in yellow. The sheet is not completely filled in. It is linked. Is Ariel on the call? No, that's okay. All right, I will ask her at some point just to give us a rundown of what this sheet is meant to, what information it's meant to capture, and how people can go about adding to it, unless somebody on staff that we have on the call right now knows about it. No? Okay, that's fine. We can talk about this more in Dublin. It'll be a useful effort. Okay, next agenda item. Okay, non-com selection of new member ALAC, Tim Denton. So, in reviewing the agenda for today's call, this is the first thing I've seen about this. So my first question is, who added this item to the call agenda? Glenn, go ahead.
Yeah, I added it because I got a phone call. He's the chair of ISOC Canada, and he gave me a shout asking me, he said he was appointed as the NOMCOM ALAC person for North America. So I didn't see any official stuff. I just want to mention that as a side, he was asking a lot of questions about what is ALAC, because he actually applied to be a director, and he got rejected, and he was a former commissioner of CRTC. So interesting, he actually mentioned that. Very interesting guy, but that's the only source I had is a phone call from Tim. So I, you know, to be honest, it may not be official. Maybe they changed their mind. I'm just giving everyone the heads up on that call.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. This is Garth. I read his biography. You know, the guy is very informed, very capable, great experience. But I have this, my question here is, where is the information flow in this stuff? And is he the actual selection? Eduardo, you have your hand up.
I think Heidi is before me, Heidi.
Sorry, Eduardo.
I think Heidi has her hand up.
Yes, okay. Hi, Garth. This is Heidi.
Yep.
So yes, so I've been in touch with the NAMCOM support staff, and they've informed me that the due diligence for the Norello NAMCOM person has not yet been completed. So I would think that, you know, maybe there's some information that's not quite correct here. So
okay.
I would advise that we wait until the official announcement.
Okay. Alan Greenberg, go ahead.
I was going to say something in the same light. There would certainly be no announcement, and I can tell you from history, normally appointees are asked not to release any information and make it public before the announcement, so I cannot explain what's going on here. Thank you.
Okay. Louis Uhl, go ahead. S'il vous plaît.
Neither can I, because it's not official, and I feel kind of uncomfortable to see that on the agenda today. It's going to be announced later.
Okay. So, all right, this is Garth. So just as a point of order, maybe we can, if we can remove this from the agenda. And I think in general, I think we probably need how to have, we need to know, you know, what the process is. I mean, the process happens behind closed doors. Announcements are made later. Clearly, as somebody comes in, you know, especially if the selection is made by the non-com of somebody from outside of our known community, that person is going to need to talk to current members of the community to get some information, to get some very basic information. Because we all know, you know, having gone through this process before, that coming on board to ICANN and then going to the meeting and sort of the crush of all the information and everything else, it's difficult. It's not easy. So maybe we can figure out some way to, you know, to cushion the blow. So all right, just remove from the meeting agenda. So we still have Eduardo and Alan have their hand up. Eduardo or Alan, do you either have additional comments?
Yeah. I have a question. This appointee, is the appointee that will replace or should have replaced Alan in the ALAC?
Presumably that would be the case.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. So just for in the future, I mean, this isn't going to happen again for another 2 years, but in the future, we have to come to a consensus about the order of information release on this stuff so we're not scrambling or making any kinds of mistakes. Okay. Moving on, the next item is the scheduling and orientation of the webinar for new ALS. This is a staff item. Anybody from staff want to talk about the new ALS? I know it was mentioned in the action items.
Garth, this is Sylvia.
Yes.
This is related to the item, the action item. Staff will have another webinar to welcome new LSs and provide all the basic information on how to participate, and this will be held right after, sometime after Dublin, between November and December. So we had already two webinars, one informal and one formal, and they were very welcome. And so there will be another one late in the fall. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's good news. And so moving on to community updates. The Technology Task Force. Glenn or Judith, somebody's trying to speak in? Yes? No? Okay. So Glenn, I know Judith is only on text, so go ahead, Glenn, take the floor.
Yeah, we had another call this morning, actually. It's been a fantastic group, and we are always inviting people to join the Technical Task Force. We had an update on a number of tools, one of which is the tool that Josh has been working on, which is the new app that it'll be, you know, beta testing for Dublin. We're also working on different the Atlas II recommendations that we're working on. So if anybody wants to join the team, so sorry, Josh is the IT person with ICANN. And so they've been actually working on two things. One is working with us on the captioning features, which Judith can talk about if she's online. And the second thing is we were working on the beta testing.
Okay. Judith, are you on voice? Are you able to speak to the captioning? It does not seem like that's the case. If you want to give us a text update or send a link, Judith, that's fine too. Outreach and engagement also to Glenn. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, this is a relatively new group that's operating. We are having difficulty getting people to agree to a doodle time recently, and I'm not sure if we'll have another meeting before Dublin, but I've been selected as the North American outreach person, so each region is coming up with a strategy and sharing their best practices.
Okay, thank you very much. In terms of the next item, ALS Criteria Task Force, and my name is there, and I want to just talk about this in general. Had an offline conversation with Evan. I'm not going to speak for him and some other folks about this. And I and some other folks have a general problem with this concept of the criteria. We don't necessarily feel like this is the best use of our resources. And I certainly understand that it's important, and I know Alan Greenberg has discussed the importance of this. I just think that we have to be very, very careful in proceeding with this type of effort because I see it as a project of narrowing the gate, and I don't want to narrow the gate for entry of ALSs. And somebody may look at it differently and say that this is an effort to, sharpen participation and at least lay out what the expectations are before somebody gets involved so we don't get into a problem of having a bunch of ALSs that don't participate, don't know how to participate, or don't fit into what we consider to be the model. And I'm going to go to Glenn and then open the floor up to other comments about this.
Yes, hi, it's Glenn again. We've been looking for Norello representation on this ALS committee, and I know where Garth and Evan sit, but if people don't have a strong opinion and they're interested in participating, we'll need, I'm the ALEC rep, but we do also need other representation from Norello. I'm appealing to the group who's interested to have a different opinion. Thank you.
This is Garth. I'm certainly not trying to dissuade anybody from participating in this work whatsoever. I'm just discussing what are my particular reservations. Moving on to, Glenn, do you have any specific comments about the criteria beyond trying to recruit additional members?
I think it's well-intended. I think one can look at it in a jaundiced eye, and I don't have that same impression. I know your opinion and Evan's, and I'm giving it an opportunity to, and I don't, it's not Big Brother, I think we have some criteria, and what we've had is some issues, and especially since we've analyzed our attendance rate in the last year. So I think there's a need to have some criteria and involvement, so I think we need to tighten up some of the procedures, and so I'm keeping an open mind.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. Gordon, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Garth. Gordon Schulcott, for the record. Look, part of the objective of this thing, really, as I can see, is to, as somebody put it, sharpen the participation and get more people involved in, for example, these monthly calls. I'm not sure that laying down criteria for membership is the way to go. And getting people involved in this thing is partly an education exercise. Look, when Evan first brought us in here, he was pretty brutally honest with myself and Miles and a couple of other people over several lunches. Now, this is not always easy to do if you are recruiting an organization in another town. But I think a little, I think a certain amount of approach by us to these new ALSs is probably about the best way to go. People tend to get lost in the forest and just not bother to come. I think it's what we need to do is be proactive ourselves and trying to get these people involved simply by talking to them. Thanks, Garth.
Yeah. No, this is Garth again. I mean, just from my experience, especially Glenn and I, we were involved in a very aggressive recruiting campaign, and we got some great groups out of it, but there was also some pushback. Some people had difficulties with the participation and didn't really see, you know, a good end to it. I mean, I could compare it to, you know, I can show you how to make a sandwich, but when you're done making the sandwich, you can actually eat the sandwich. I feel like in this space, in the ICANN at large space, you know, we try and show people how to build this particular thing, but then very often they're not able to use it once they've built it. In some cases they're told they can't use it. In some cases it does not work the way that they thought it was going to work. So, I don't know, we're in a strange area sometimes where we can't really guarantee any particular outcome. We can't guarantee any outcome, you know, regardless of how much effort people put into it. I mean, speaking from personal experience, put a lot of effort into some specific things that never went anywhere. Okay. Moving on. So we still have to talk about it. I'm not saying we don't talk about it. We keep talking about it. All right. Moving on to capacity building. Glenn and Eduardo, any specific comments about capacity building?
Eduardo?
I don't have, what about capacity building? We're doing, at the end, when we talk about the Internet Day, I might talk about something like that.
The Internet Day, and we'll talk. Yes. We can talk about that. Do you want to talk about that now?
Sure, I can talk about that now because we're doing some capacity building. The Internet Day is it's really celebrated twice a year, but we're going to celebrate it in the 29th of October of this year. And the other ALS in Puerto Rico, managed by Juvelki, heads, we put together both our organizations, and we are setting up this Internet Day, and we have about 70 organizations that will be celebrating some kind of Internet event in their organization. There are several universities, several private colleges, several public and private schools, and so forth. And so there we're planning to talk about Internet, we're planning to talk about governance, we're planning to talk about IPv6, anything really, it has to do with the Internet. And one point in the day, we're going to get together, and this is, I sent a note to staff because I need a tool like Adobe Connect to connect everyone at between 11 local hour here, 11 a.m. to, I think it's 12:30. So we can get all together, and we're going to have a main presentation about what is the future of the Internet. What is this vision that we have towards the future? We don't want to talk about security at that time, because we want to have everybody set with the Internet, not thinking about how bad it is to get in. So, and the idea here is that. This is one of the main events that we're doing in Puerto Rico to start building momentum towards the meeting that we have with ICANN next year. We want to start building up a database. We want to build up this communication channel. We want to build up our membership in our ILS and both of them. And we have other events coming up next year that really what we want to get a big group of people in Puerto Rico to visit the ICANN meeting while they come here and meet and see how many people we can engage, with ICANN work and maybe other organizations that participate there. Thank you so much.
Oh, Okay, thank you, Eduardo. All right, next we have our ALAC overview, and for that we have either Alan, Eduardo, or Glenn. Haven't heard from Alan yet, so maybe you can jump in, Alan, if there's anything ALAC-wise you want to discuss.
I'm not sure there's anything particularly to discuss. There's an awful lot going on. The statement on accountability was submitted. There have been several other statements that have been submitted recently, and there are a few that are currently in the process of being drafted. One on the use of country codes as future TLDs. I can check what the other ones are. You give me a moment.
So, Alan, you're talking about the cross-community working group.
I'm talking
report?
About a lot of several cross-community working groups.
Well, you mentioned a specific report, I think.
Well, the CCWG on accountability. The statement has been submitted.
Okay.
There is currently an ongoing CCWG on the use of country and territory names of top-level domains. There is a comment that is outstanding on that is being currently drafted. Maureen Hilliard is working on that. We're looking at Arabic script statement. There's a statement on the use of auction funds that is currently being drafted. Eduardo is the main penholder on that one. And there is a preliminary report on future rounds of new GTLDs, where Olivier is the main penholder. Let me put the page that points to current statements in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
People can look at it.
Mm-hmm. So while you mentioned...
So there's an awful lot going on.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're furiously preparing for the Dublin meeting, which is going to be a rather busy meeting, partly due to the accountability issues and partly due to just the normal work that we're doing there. So an awful lot going on, and we welcome people on the ALAC call next Tuesday to hear more about it.
So this is Garth. You mentioned that Eduardo is the pen holder on the auction proceeds discussion paper. So this was the topic of the high interest topic panel session at the last meeting. So Eduardo, has any of this come out of that particular panel? Was any of that useful?
Well, the main thing, this is Eduardo for the record. The main thing here is that what is being put out there is a discussion paper explaining about the high topic, the process, the meeting of the high topic interest and the two panels. There is a summary of what happened there, and basically the whole thing that since it started until it is now, and what is being asked is what are your thoughts about this discussion that happened. And that's the statement that I'm preparing the statement with the help of Carlton, and we will have something this week to start looking at it. And that's basically what it is. And basically what they're asking in the discussion paper is to put together a drafting team to create a charter for a cross-community working group to develop some kind of framework as to what to do with this, this month. There are many ideas, and basically, they're proposing to put a framework first, and then working on this framework and some principles, develop the ideas that will fit within this. And some of the things that I'm saying the same is that this drafting team is not clearly stated there. Maybe I didn't see it, but we want to make sure that the drafting team is also composed of everybody, all SOs and ACs that are interested in working in the draft. As well as in the charter team. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Eduardo. Was that your full comment that you had your hand up for?
Are you talking about me?
Yes, you had your hand up a minute ago when I called on you anyway.
No, I didn't put my hand on. But anyhow, that's what I have to say. Maybe Alan wants to add to what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Alan has his hand up, but Glenn needs to put in a comment in Judith's absence. So I'm going to go to Glenn first and then Alan. Go ahead, Glenn.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Garth. Very quickly, it was an item that went by really quickly. The pilot project for the three captioning events, we have created a nice promotional brochure on the event and why it's a value to have captioning. So if you have any particular working group or session in Adobe that you believe that would be benefiting from it, we worked with Sylvia on creating a series of survey questions. Quite important for us to find out what people think of it and the value and to give feedback to the community because we're spending money to have this done. So there's going to be only three pilots, so we'd appreciate if anybody wants to participate to join the working group and suggest your idea for a session that would be of value. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. Just to complete it, as Eduardo said, the current document is an outcome of a number of events or a number of occurrences, including those high-interest sessions. And this is just the first step in what will be a multi-step process in deciding in the community making recommendations on how to use the auction funds. As Eduardo said, the next step is a drafting team to draft the charter for the cross-community working group that will be looking at the actual subject. All of these groups are open to participation by anyone who's interested, so you just need to speak up. And there's a lot going on. We're in the process of lost my train of thought. There, you know, the transition is to the next year's leadership meeting is going to be done over the next little while. And as some of you know, we're also looking at the liaisons. So there's lots of activity going on, lots of action in terms of both votes and consensus calls. And we encourage people to participate. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Are there any further comments on the approved ALAC statements or the in-draft ALAC statements? No. So then just quickly, a public comment request to which ALAC has decided not to submit comments. This is on the country codes within some of the new GTLDs. I'm imagining this is the ability to create a second-level domain country code within these GTLDs, and ALAC is passing on any kind of comment. Is this correct?
We made a decision quite a while ago that we support. We do not see any harm in the use of Canada or United States or Austria as second-level domains. There's literally untold numbers already in the existing domains, and we support that. So we have made a global statement, but we haven't commented on the individual ones, no.
Okay. All right. I do not believe that either Olivier or Leon are on the call. The next issues are IANA transition and accountability issues. Does anybody else wish to speak to IANA transition or IANA accountability before we move on?
It's Alan speaking. I can if you want to take the time to do it. It's all
go for it.
Okay. Transition, we're past the stage where we have we're actively working on it within ICANN. The coordinating group has published their paper and is evaluating comments at this point. The comments in general, I haven't read them all, but in general are moderately supportive of it. So I don't see that as a particular problem. There have been a number of very small issues raised that will have to be resolved. But that one, it looks like it's going ahead. The accountability process on which the names transition relies on and will not be done without suitable accountability is more problematic. There is a draft report was out and has received a large number of comments. Among those comments were those from at large where we said we would support the report or the proposal subject to a number of particular changes, but it's not our preference, that we would prefer something far more lightweight than what is currently being proposed. What is currently being proposed is a major change in ICANN structure, and it violates the rule that many of us learnt as engineers and designers to make as few changes as possible at the same time at once. The more changes you make simultaneously, the more perturbation and potential problem you have. The board has put in a very substantial comment, which essentially says that as well, with some specific implementations. There is going to be a face-to-face meeting later this week, Friday and Saturday, in Los Angeles. That was scheduled at a very short notice, where we will be looking at the overall set of comments and including those of the board. And it's not at all clear how this is going to play out. There is some indication that some people believe that the current proposal, if sent to Washington, will not get the approval of the U.S. Department of Congress and Congress. There are other people say, of course it will. So you need to know who to believe and which way to go.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. I see Heidi in the chat says, Alan, I will be able to cover these items. Heidi, what are you talking about?
Maybe Heidi can't speak.
Okay, all right, we will we'll move on. We also have within the we have the monthly report template supplied by Dev and the Technology Task Force. We have the at-large review appointment, at-large review working party 2015 through 2019. Are there any status updates from that? Gordon, you have your hand up. Go ahead, Gordon.
Sorry, that's a finger problem.
All right. You're giving me a digital finger? Okay. Okay. Any comments about the at-large review working party? Is anybody here on the at-large review working party? Eduardo, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Eduardo. You know, I'm supposed to be part of this committee, but, you know, I haven't heard that much conversation, discussion about what we're supposed to be doing. I really, you know, I think Holly Rich is managing this, but to tell you the truth, I haven't heard anything for a while on it. So really, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, Heidi has her hand up now. Go ahead, Heidi.
Yes, hi, this is Heidi for the record. Just to let everyone know, or just to remind everyone, the review was postponed by a few months, so that's why you may not have heard so much. Holly and the staff that are supporting it at this stage have been working, and there'll be a meeting in Dublin, and then at that point, movement will be continuing at a faster pace, so you will start hearing that on a regular basis. Thank you.
Okay. This is Garth. Go ahead, Eduardo.
This proposed timeline that is in the week is not for red, I guess. And also, well, you know, I'm glad to hear what Heidi said, because I was really afraid I was missing out from the work. Well, thank you.
Okay. Heidi, a further comment?
No, I'm just in the process of putting my hand down and thanking Eduardo in advance. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. So moving on to any other business, I just have one quick question before I go into any specifics. In terms of the Dublin meeting, in terms of what Naralo is going to be discussing at its session in Dublin, does anybody have any thing that they want to put on the table in Dublin, anything they're concerned about? Let's talk about it here in the meeting. Or, you know, send it to the thread or send it to me before that. So Gisela said, Garth, Heidi was referring to the points Olivier and Leon were to cover. And what were those points, Heidi?
Hi, this is Heidi. That was referring to those points that Olivier was supposed to speak to when he is not on the call.
Okay.
So Alan was going to address those. But now that I have the floor, if I can put it in a possible suggestion for the Naralo agenda.
Please
do.
Please do.
You'll just to let everyone know also that the fiscal year 17 budget process is going to start, and that there will be some discussions in Dublin. So one item that you may wish to consider placing on the item is whether Naralo wishes to put in a fiscal year 17 proposal for a General Assembly, since you'll be having a meeting in fiscal year 17. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. This is Garth. Can we put that down as an action item to add that to the agenda for the Dublin call? Much appreciated. Eduardo, go ahead.
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, so then if you don't have anything in mind right now for Dublin, but you come up with something after the call, please send it to the list, send it to me. Make sure that your voice gets heard, very important. Also under any other business, we've got this ongoing questions about in terms of ICANN's structure within, as they apply to compliance within transparency and accountability. Tried to get Alan Grogan on the last two calls. He was unable to join the call again. So I see that that since we put these items in here, somebody put in face-to-face meetings scheduled for Dublin. Now, I'm guessing staff put that item in. Is that generally about our meeting, or are you saying that Alan Grogan will be present at that meeting?
No. Garth, this is Lydia Vivanco. I added the agenda item on the face-to-face Dublin meeting just because we have a deadline on Wednesday 23rd to receive the agendas to
okay.
be able to send them on time for translation services. So I just wanted to highlight that we are awaiting this information from you.
Okay.
And I believe right. Glenn sent a couple of items for the agenda, but you need to discuss among yourselves what you would like us to post.
Okay. Thank you. So this is Garth Bruin. So today is the 21st, Wednesday is the 23rd. We've got some of the current items that are on the table anyway. We want to talk about a GA for a future fiscal year. So anything else before we finalize that call for translation, get that on the table. Glenn, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
I just in response to that item, it's because I added that to the agenda because he couldn't make this call on today, I guess, because of the schedule. So I just wanted to highlight that as a potential, if he is in Dublin, to be at our meeting.
Yeah, this is Garth, and I will make this clear to him, is that he responded to my request to appear on this call, is suggesting that we quote-unquote touch base in Dublin. I don't want to meet with compliance privately anymore. And I will let you know that in the past I have met with compliance privately. I do not want to have any more private meetings with compliance. I don't think that's acceptable. I want to make sure that any meetings we have with compliance are in public and are transcribed. And we also don't want any presentations. We just want to have a discussion. And I will make that clear to him, and I will invite him to be at our meeting in Dublin. Okay. So with that said, Eduardo, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question about the Dublin meeting. I received a mail that said that there was going to be some kind of webinar training the 17th, that's a Saturday, right? And I would like some clarification on that. How is that going to happen? Or is that for special arrangement people? I don't know. If some staff can explain that, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Any clarifications for Eduardo's question from staff?
Hi, this is Heidi. I didn't quite get the very first part of your question, Eduardo.
Oh, I received a mail from staff that there
mm-hmm.
is going to be a training on Saturday, 17. Is that correct or I'm wrong?
For all current ALAC members, there is going to be a full day of ALAC meetings starting at 9:45 They're called the ALAC Strategy and Working Sessions, and they're part of the fiscal year 16 special requests. So please, everyone who's going to Dublin, if you have not yet looked, at least the draft agendas are on the wiki pages. So here I'm putting the link into the Saturday one, and you can see those meetings. We are in a continuous discussion on finalizing these agendas. The ALAC call tomorrow will, I believe, make good progress in that. And then also there'll be on the Friday for incoming and continuing ALAC members, there'll be a development session. And the ALT is in discussion with the facilitator for that, and that should be posted, I would say, in the next week or two.
Well, the reason I'm asking, Heidi, is because I didn't know about this. And, I mean, I arrived Saturday in the afternoon. I didn't know about this.
Okay.
That.
Well, we will need to rearrange that, Eduardo. Again,
okay.
In my memory, it's been announced on several of the past ALAC calls about these sessions. And definitely
okay.
It was discussed in VA. Both,
okay, well,
you know, all the fiscal year 16 approved projects.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. No problem. It didn't synchronize with the dates that I'm supposed to be there. That I can consider some trials since you. But anyhow, I was curious. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
so you're not the only one who I've heard that from. So okay. Let me contact you offline and we'll sort that out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Garth.
All right. Yes. Who's that?
Garth. This is Tom. How are you? Tom Lowenhaus.
Tom,
hey,
yes.
Tom.
Go ahead, Tom. Alan is in the
right.
queue. But
I'm on the phone, so I can't see the queue. I apologize. I'll go next if it's inappropriate.
Okay, Alan and then Tom. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that the Saturday session is for ALAC members and RALO chairs. That's all we could get approval for.
But anyone who's in that category should have all ALAC members should have received from constituency travel an arrival date of Friday. If you didn't, please explicitly tell Heidi, and chairs should have had an arrival day of Thursday because there are other meetings on Friday for chairs. So just to be clear.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. Go ahead, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up some project that we're involved with here with connecting NYC and the .NYC top level domain, and I think it's an issue for further discussion, a future discussion. But what we've been trying to do is we've been trying to get some WHOIS information from the city as to their registrants of .NYC names, and they've been. And the initial reason was that we wanted to see geographically if they were being purchased or allocated to individuals who are geographically equitable manner. And the city has refused to provide us with any information on that nature. And we're seemingly heading towards a court case with them on that. And we further thought that it would be the information would be very useful in our connecting with the individual purchasers of internet names. Of the 80,000 in New York, approximately 40,000 indicated that they were individual users, and that we wanted to have a means to connect with those people and appraise them of issues that relate to ICANN that might affect them. So we think there are a number of reasons why we should have this information about owners of .NYC domain names. And as I said, we're not getting cooperation from the city, and I don't know exactly how Naralo or At Large or ICANN, and for that matter, fit in with this. But I wanted to just put it on the record here for that purpose.
Tom, this is Garth. Thank you for bringing this up. Can you give me a brief on that via email? I want to be looped in on this discussion, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, I'll do that.
Okay.
And I hate to rush you off, but my phone is on yellow here, and I've got to run. And
okay,
thank you so very much for listening.
We've only got 2 minutes left anyway, Tom.
All right.
Thanks
a lot, everyone.
Thank you. Okay. So So before we wrap up the call, does anybody else have any further comments? Any other questions, issues not mentioned in the agenda so far? Going once.
This is Jolly just... Jolly, just saying that I'll post a link into the list since we're ending the call where Tom wrote an article about this last week, and you can see it. And the other thing is that tomorrow, September 22, is One Web Day. I shall be writing a mail asking everybody to sort of tweet out One Web Day. Also, that's going to the list. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Jolly. And if anybody has heard any of the rumors on the Internet that the world is going to end on Wednesday, the 23rd, we'll just have to wait and see about that. Any other comments? Any other questions? Any other issues? Seeing none, I will adjourn the call. Thank you very much. Send me your items or send them to the list, the Norella list, for the Dublin meeting. And I will see you all later. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.